Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. I get sent pitches on new credit cards at least two or three times a week. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. I don't even know how many cards are out there, but hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. And usually I delete the pitch out of hand. But today I thought, okay, I'll bite. What's this new card? It's the newest card on the block. And why on earth does the block need it? It is called the Rogers Connections MasterCard from Rogers Bank. Lisa DeRoche is the CEO of Rogers Bank. She joins us now. Hello there.
Hello, Bruce.
Rogers has a bank. Is this like saying Facebook has a restaurant? Like, what do you do there? Can I buy shares in CityLine or Breakfast Television? Can I get a mortgage using my smartphone as collateral?
So I know it's surprising that a telco has a bank, but if you look around the world, a lot of telcos have made big successes in banking. And it's a really natural extension of what we do. Most other telcos who have gotten into banking succeed by extending financial services to their existing customers, so making it more affordable to buy technology, or they serve underserved customer segments. But what I think is getting really interesting is the intersection of what might happen now that we're seeing 5G come up against open banking in Canada. And so having a bank is a really natural thing for a telco to do.
Oh, to tell us more about that. So open banking, we've talked about on the show. So it's a power shift for the consumer. I think it's a power shift for the consumer in which we own our data again. So that's thumbs up. What does 5G have to do with it?
Well, I think, technology obviously is driving innovation in payments. And we've already seen wireless devices like smartphones starting to play in the space of payments. But in the future, with 5G and open banking coming together, we have opportunities to solve problems for customers in different ways than we have before, particularly around things like payment security, authentication and identity, and just ensuring that customers really do control what is happening in their names, in their financial lives. And 5G allows us to do that because we can slice the data slightly differently and put more controls around that, especially when it's important data like banking.
For better or for worse, most Canadians know about Rogers, and some of them have very strong opinions about customer service and pricing and all those sorts of things. Why is the awareness of the bank so low?
Well, I think we've been in banking for a while, but what's important about what we're doing now is that we've really said, hey, if we're going to have a bank, that bank has to be in service of the customers of the telco. So when you say, why bring another card to market? I think the answer is because this card is not for everybody. This card is for loyal Rogers customers. We are designing and building products that are intended to bring more value to our best customers. And so that's a very intentional strategic shift. And I think we'll do two things. One is people will get, well, why does Rogers have a bank? But I also think they'll get, why do I want to kind of join Rogers, stay with Rogers, and not just get my telco and media services from Rogers, but actually bank with Rogers as well.
So tell us about the benefits of this new card. What does a cardholder get?
So it has a very solid cash back value proposition, which all the cards that we've launched have tended to. So it's 1% on all spend, 2% on eligible US spend. But what's really interesting about it is that we're starting to bring, as I said, these Rogers benefits to bear that no other card in the market can match. So things like 5 days free roam like home at no cost each year. And that's great, particularly as we head into travel season, as people start to head south for the winter. That's a real value to customers, $75 value. At the same time, we're doing things like adding a 30% reward accelerator so that when customers use their cashback rewards, they're actually getting $1.30 for every dollar they spend if they spend it back with Rogers. And that could be to buy your next phone. It could be to buy an accessory that you want, like a Beats headphones, or it could be just to pay your Rogers bill. So it makes everything that you do on the card more valuable if you spend that money back with Rogers.
Rogers has other cards. This isn't the first card. Who is this for that those other cards aren't for?
So this, I think, is for our core Rogers customer. We actually talk about them as the completely connected consumer. And they're the ones who are using our wireless and our home services. And in fact, the long-term strategy is to make it even more valuable for our customers who are the most valuable to us. So we will continue to add value to this product as we go on. So it's sort of a core product. We obviously have the World Elite product that is, the level above that. And we'll continue to look to bring the same strategy, bring more value from Rogers into that card as well.
Roam Like Home, is that a benefit that is, I don't know, what else could we give them? Let's give them that. Or is it an acknowledgement that this demographic will fare a bit to the U.S.?
It is. It is. We know that that benefit is one of the most meaningful benefits. We, as you can imagine, spent a lot of time talking to customers about what they wanted. And this was by far the number one thing that they wanted added to the card.
I spend a lot of my time focused on educating people about the trade-offs they make when they use their credit cards, because so many Canadians leave a balance on their credit card month to month and they don't really clock how much that costs them. What role do you think the banks, Rogers Bank included, have in illuminating these very clear and very tough financial trade-offs to consumers?
Yeah, I mean, I think all players in this space have to be kind of consistent, fair, and transparent. We obviously want to give people the ability to revolve, but we want to help them understand what that means every month. And we want to make sure that they're able to set alerts and limits that they can use to stay financially in control of what they're doing.
When you look ahead to Rogers Bank 5 years, 10 years down the road, will it be a bank in all senses of the word in terms of the other lines of business that a traditional bank has, investing and mortgages and, you know, all those sorts of things? Or are you going to stay very focused on this kind of consumer connection?
I think we're going to stay very focused on consumers, Rogers consumers, and what matters to them and solving the problems that they have every day. And then I think the other space that we will get into is we do have a very successful for business group. And so we'll continue to look at that as an area as well. But, you know, coming back to what I said at the beginning, everything we do is about adding value back and making the current products that customers have with Rogers even more valuable to them. And so that's going to be what we continue to focus on.
One last question before we go. I am not a highly involved credit card consumer. There are tons of those people out there. There are websites that compare every credit card out there. As you look at the critiques of the Connections MasterCard, what would you say on the ability to generate points at a higher rate and the value that that translates to in terms of, you know, discounts on the services? There are always consumers who are trying to figure out, is this worth it? Like, how much is a point worth? Is this worth it?
Yeah. I mean, for us, we make it pretty transparent. It's like, it's a cash back value prop. So you don't have to figure out what does this translate to when it's a mile or what does it translate to as, you know, a point. It is cash back. It's probably the most transparent of any reward scheme. In this case, I think, you know, we're being, again, very transparent on the earned value. It's that 1% earn on everything, 2% on US dollar spend. And then, as I said, we're really looking at this as a base to continue to add value to, either promotionally as we do things with customers, but also we want to over time reward customers for the business they have with us. And so, you know, kind of stay tuned to see what we do with Earn, because I think Earn will continue to evolve on this product.
50,000 points. And will Tracy Moore call and wish me a happy birthday? Is that going to happen? Yeah, she totally will.
I'll call in, which is even better.
Oh, yeah. Lisa sings me happy birthday on my birthday. All right, I'll take it. Lisa DeRoche, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Lisa DeRoche, CEO of Rogers Bank. She joined us to talk about the Rogers Connection MasterCard, but more broadly, why on earth does the world need another credit card? I think she did pretty well on that front. I don't know.